In the previous lecture, we looked at IHT exit charges within the first 10 years of a trust being set up. Now we shall move on and look at the 10-year anniversary charge, otherwise known as the principal charge. A principal charge will be levied on each 10-year anniversary following the commencement of the trust. The rules for calculating principal charges changed with effect from March 1974, and in this session we shall confine our discussions to post-1974 trusts only. The principal charge is a percentage of the value of the trust at the 10-year anniversary. The IHT charge is the value of relevant property in the trust at the 10-year anniversary multiplied by an actual rate of tax. As was the case for exit charges, we shall use a procedure to determine the actual rate of tax. The trustees are deemed to have made a transfer of value equal to the value of the trust at the 10-year date. Because this is a chargeable transfer, the value of relevant property at the date of the principal charge can be reduced by any APR or BPR. This means that if the assets of the trust consist wholly of shares in an unquoted trading company qualifying for 100% business property relief, the principal charge will be zero. As is the case for exit charges, the actual rate of tax is arrived at by determining the effective rate of tax and multiplying this by 30%. For exit charges, we then multiply this rate by n over 40, when n was the number of quarters that elapsed between the date of creation and the date of the exit charge. In this instance, the number of quarters between the date of commencement and the first principal charge will be exactly 40. As this fraction gives a figure of 1, in most instances it can be ignored. The first thing we must therefore do to calculate the principal charge is to arrive at the effective rate. We shall look at how we do this on the next page. The effective rate is a notional rate of inheritance tax, which would be charged on a notional transfer. Again, to calculate the effective rate, we use the IHT history of the settlor of the trust. To calculate the effective rate, we pretend that the settlor had made a transfer of value equal to the relevant property in the trust at the 10-year anniversary. This notional transfer is increased by adding on the initial value of a related trust. Remember that a related trust was a trust set up on the same day by the same settlor. To calculate the notional tax, we use the IHT nil band at the date of the 10-year charge. Therefore, for 10-year charges falling into 2010-11, the nil band we use is £325,000. This nil band is reduced by the settlor's cumulative chargeable transfers. Here we look back at the settlor's transfers in the 7 years prior to the creation of the trust. Note we do not simply look at transfers made in the 7 years prior to the 10-year charge. The nil band is further reduced by any distributions made by the trustees in the 10 years preceding the principal charge. Therefore, any exits made in the first 10 years of the trust will affect the first principal charge. Once we have the nil band remaining, we can calculate the notional tax and thereafter calculate the effective rate. This is best illustrated by a numerical example. On the 7th of August 2000, Frederick created a discretionary trust with £600,000 in cash. Frederick paid the inheritance tax on the creation of the trust. His chargeable transfers in the 7 years prior to setting up the trust were £120,000. On the 15th of December 2004, the trustees distributed £85,000 to a beneficiary. This gave rise to an IHT exit charge. The beneficiary paid the tax on the exit. On the 7th of August 2010, that is 10 years after the commencement of the trust, the relevant property within the trust was worth £900,000. Our requirement here is to calculate the principal charge arising in August 2010. The first step is to calculate the effective rate. The effective rate is that which would be charged on a notional transfer by the settlor equal to the current value of relevant property. Here the trust was worth £900,000 at the 10-year anniversary. We would increase this by the initial value of any related trusts. Note here we would use the initial value of a related trust and not the current value. In this instance, as Frederick did not create more than one trust on the 7th of August 2000, this figure is zero. To calculate the effective rate, we use the nil band in force at the date of the 10-year charge, which here is £325,000. This nil band is reduced by any chargeable transfers made by Frederick in the 7 years prior to the creation of the trust. We therefore need to look back 7 years from August 2000. If you recall, Frederick previously made a gross chargeable transfer of £120,000, so this needs to be taken into consideration. The nil band is also reduced by any distributions made by the trustees in the previous 10 years. In December 2004, the trustees distributed £85,000 to a beneficiary. As you can see, the remaining nil band is £120,000, giving a chargeable amount of £780,000. The notional inheritance tax at 20% of this amount is £156,000. Again, remember that this tax is purely notional and has only been calculated for the purposes of working out the effective rate of tax. Once we have the notional tax, we can work out the effective rate. The effective rate is the notional tax expressed as a percentage of the notional transfer. £156,000 as a percentage of £900,000 gives us an effective rate of 17.333%. As with exit charges, the maximum effective rate can never exceed 20%. The rate will be 20% if the nil band has been fully used up by chargeable transfers or previous distributions. Having calculated an effective rate, we will turn this into an actual rate and thereafter calculate the principal charge. The actual rate is 30% of the effective rate. We then multiply this by n over 40. As 40 quarters have elapsed between the date of creation and the principal charge, this fraction is 1. Actual rate of tax to be used on the principal charge is therefore 5.2%. In no circumstances can this actual rate ever exceed 6%. The principal charge is therefore 5.2% of the value of relevant property in the trust at the 10-year anniversary. The principal charge is therefore 5.2% of £900,000, giving tax of £46,800. This tax is payable by the trustees on the 30th of April 2011. Note that the normal due date for payment of tax under section 226 is the later of 6 months from the end of the month of the transfer or the 30th of April in the following tax year. Even though this tax is payable by the trustees, no grossing up is necessary, as the only asset leaving the trust is the cash being used to pay the inheritance tax. As you'll see from the above illustration, the calculation of tax on a principal charge is very similar to the calculation of tax on an exit charge. In both instances, we calculate an effective rate and multiply this by 30% to get an actual rate. We then use that actual rate to calculate the IHT. However, when calculating tax on principal charge, the n over 40 fraction is not a problem, as 40 complete quarters will have elapsed. Finally, on principal charges, let us pick up one or two miscellaneous points. As we have mentioned, the current value of relevant property at the 10-year date is net of any APR or BPR. APR or BPR will be given provided that the trustees have relevant business or agricultural property and have satisfied minimum ownership requirements. Therefore, a principal charge cannot be avoided by the trustee simply swapping assets for relevant business property immediately prior to the 10-year charge, as the 2-year ownership period would not have been satisfied. Any exit charges made by the trustees in the 10 years preceding the principal charge will affect the actual rate of tax. The amount of property leaving the trust is not necessarily the same as the value of the property being transferred to the beneficiaries. We use the loss to trust principle to calculate the reduction in the value of relevant property. In addition, if IHT on the exit was paid by the trustees, this tax must be added to the distribution to find the loss to trust. For example, If trustees distributed £100,000 to a beneficiary and the trustees paid tax of £5,000 on the exit, the loss to trust in the previous 10 years would have been £105,000. Finally, the notional transfer at the 10-year date is the current value of relevant property plus the initial value of property in a related trust. For those studying this course for examination purposes, the examiner may give you a current value of a related trust. This is a red herring and will not affect the IHT calculations.